Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you are joining us for a lesson exploring South Korea. That's a lesson by Joe, and we've had a lesson by Joe almost every month. She's been traveling and doing a lot of different things around the world, and we know she has visited South Korea. Now, I don't know if you've been outside of your country. Maybe you've been to South Korea or somewhere else. Have you ever had culture shock? Carolyn, is that something you have ever experienced?
Well, I didn't realize it was culture shock at the time, but now that I think about it, when I went to Japan when I was a high school student, every day I would go to class, and by the time I came home in the afternoon, I was so tired that I just didn't want to do anything. I had a wonderful host family that took me places, but I was so exhausted that sometimes it was really hard to enjoy it.
All right. Well, sometimes learning a new language or learning anything new can be tiring mentally. And that could be part of culture shock as well. Sometimes when I go back to the United States, I have what some people call reverse culture shock. So I'm American, but when I go back there, I have to get adjusted to that culture again. Well, it's time for us to get started in our lesson, Exploring South Korea.
Exploring South Korea. Getting to know South Korea with a little help from my friends. Culture shock hit me hard during my first few months in South Korea. My job was new and different. I didn't know anyone, and the language barrier frightened me. My therapy was to sit alone in my apartment and watch TV every night after work. I lived this way from February until May. But as the weather warmed, I began to venture out more and explore. An accessible Korea. Over that summer, I learned that Korea has a lot to offer. There are miles of beautiful mountains and ocean beaches, centuries of rich history, and unique cultural experiences everyone should try.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. What's the best way to explore a new country and culture? We'll find out in this month's Passport article as Jo continues her traveling adventures in Korea. But first, let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Therapy. Therapy is a noun. The warm air and sunshine at the beach were good therapy after the long, cold winter. Venture. Venture is a verb. Don't venture into the woods after dark. It's too dangerous. Pamphlet. Pamphlet is a noun. You can learn more information about the university from this pamphlet. Plug into. Plug into is an idiom. Heather found it difficult to plug into her school's social activities at first. Your more information words are network. Network is a verb. GI. GI is a noun. Sounds like fun. Now let's get ready to start the article.
There are a lot of wonderful things to experience and enjoy in South Korea, as we will be reading about in our article. Now, if we go back to the beginning, we see getting to know South Korea with a little help from my friends. And this is a very familiar line if you listen to the Beatles, right, Gabe?
That's right. If you know this song, I get by with a little help from my friends. It's from the Beatles. And of course, it's a popular reference here that Joe is using. So getting to know South Korea with a little help from her friends. We're going to learn about how her friends maybe have helped her get to know South Korea.
That's right. Well, beginning with our article here, culture shock hit me hard during my first few months in South Korea. And culture shock is something that a lot of people experience when they go to another country that is very different from their own.
That's right. And she says that culture shock hit her hard. So if something hits you hard, maybe that means you didn't expect it. It came and it really affected you in a big way. It hit you hard. Maybe you have a sickness and the sickness hit you hard. The flu hit me hard. Or you're traveling and jet lag really hit me hard today when I came home.
That's right. Well, we see why she experienced this culture shock. She says, "My job was new and different. I didn't know anyone, and the language barrier frightened me." So if you remember in our lesson last month, Jo was talking about how she needed to learn Korean because when she went there, she didn't know anything except for the word kimchi.
Right. And then she gradually learned other Korean words as she lived there. But you know, language barriers can be a challenge, especially if you only know a little bit of a certain language. You're not fluent. It can be a barrier in your communication with other people of that language. So culture shock and language barriers, these are two very big challenges when you want to move to another country or go to visit another culture.
That's right. And we see in the next sentence how Joe dealt with these challenges. She says, "My therapy was to sit alone in my apartment and watch TV every night after work." This was her therapy, and that is a word from our word bank, so we'll take a look at that. What is therapy, Gabe?
Well, therapy is a word that basically means curing or healing. And if you have a health problem, then it's attempting to try to cure or heal you from that health problem. So that is therapy. Now, maybe another word that this is similar to is therapist, T-H-E-R-A-P-I-S-T. This is someone who gives you therapy, who helps you as you heal from your health problem.
That's right. So maybe you need therapy after having a physical injury, but you might also need therapy to recover from something emotionally that has happened. So here she is experiencing culture shock and she needs therapy to help deal with those challenges and problems she's facing.
Well, I think Joanna is kind of using therapy in a comfort sense here. It's comfortable to just watch TV after a long day learning something new that can be tiring. Well, next she says, "I lived this way from February until May." So that's quite a few months that she was just learning a new language, learning different things, and now she's done this for a couple of months, February until May.
That's right. And now it's time for us to learn a little bit about those months with Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud.
Hi, friends. Have you ever wondered where the English names of the months come from? To answer that, we have to go back to ancient Rome.
Okay, let's start with the first month of the year, January. This month was named after Janus, the Roman god of new beginnings, doorways, and gates. Ancient statues show Janus as having two faces, one looking forward and one looking backward.
Which is kind of what we do at the beginning of each year.
That's right. February comes from Februra, which was an annual feast of purification when buildings and houses were given a thorough cleaning.
March was named after Mars, the god of war.
Now, April's origin is a little uncertain. Either it comes from the Latin word apiere, which means to open, like when new leaves on a tree blossom.
Or it's named after Aphrodite, the Greek goddess of love.
Okay, May definitely comes from Maia, the goddess of growth. Very appropriate for springtime.
And June honors Juno, the queen of the Roman gods.
Well, that's the first six. Join us tomorrow when we touch on the origins of the other 6 months of the year.
今天的作者讲到他从 February until May, 2月持续到5月, 过着同样的生活。你有没有想过英文月份的名称为什么不用 1, 2, 3, 而是用 January, February, March. 这是因为这些名称和古罗马有着密切的关系。January, 元月，源自拉丁文 Janus。Janus 是古罗马的年神，它有两张方向相反的脸孔，象征着回顾过去和眺望未来。February, 二月，来自拉丁文 Februa, 这是古罗马的进化节。March, 三月，是以战神Mars 命名的。 April 四月有可能来自拉丁文 Apiere, 就是打开的意思，也有可能来自 Aphrodite, 希腊的爱神。五月 May 来自专门掌管春天和生命的女神 Maya。 June 六月来自 Juno, 那是罗马神话中众神的女王。这是上半年，下半年的月份我们明天同一时间继续讲解。
All right, thank you, Steve and Ken. We have more to learn about month names in our next day here on Studio Classroom. But let's continue. Joe says, but as the weather warmed, I began to venture out more and explore. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is venture. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, if you venture to do something, that means that you are braving some kind of danger. You need to have courage to overcome some sort of challenge or obstacle that you're facing.
All right, so this could be kind of similar to the word explore. Maybe you're going on an adventure. That means you know you're doing something that you haven't done before, or you don't know what's going to happen. There are unexpected things when you venture out.Sometimes people talk about venturing out into the real world, getting out of their comfortable place, their comfort zone, and venturing out into the real world.
That's right. Well, we want to continue in our article. The next section is an accessible Korea. So it is easy to access things going on in South Korea. Joe writes, over that summer, I learned that Korea has a lot to offer.
It has a lot to offer. There are many things to do there. Lots to learn, lots to experience, a lot to offer. And she continues, there are miles of beautiful mountains and ocean beaches, centuries of rich history, and unique cultural experiences everyone should try. I like this, that she talks about miles, but then she also talks about centuries of rich history.Korea has been around for a long time, and so, of course, there are centuries that you can learn about.
That's right. Well, right now, it is time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看 therapy 这个名词。Therapy 是指治疗或疗法，通常都不是用药物或手术的方式来进行。例如 physical therapy 是指复健，或者是 language therapy 是指语言治疗。课文中的 therapy 比较倾向于心理的治疗。例如 ,the best therapy for stress is spending time with your loved ones. 纾解压力的最佳方式就是花时间跟心爱的人在一起。接下来我们看的是 venture 这个动词。venture 在这里是指去某个地方冒险。例如 ,we left our hotel and ventured into a nearby village. 我们离开了旅馆到附近的一个村落去探险。Venture 也指冒险从事某件事。例如 Ray recently ventured into the fashion industry. Ray 最近大胆尝试向时尚业进军。Venture 也可以当名词。例如 The director's last venture of making a sci-fi film proved a great success. 这位导演最近拍摄科幻片的大胆尝试证明是成功的初级。
Well, today we are enjoying a lesson called Exploring South Korea by Joe. And of course, she has experienced some culture shock. She's had to get used to living in a place where she couldn't really speak the language. And so, of course, there was a language barrier there. And so her therapy was basically just to sit at home after work and watch TV. She did this for a couple of months from February until May, and then she decided to venture out.And then she found out how accessible Korea is. And that's what we're learning about right now. So let's continue with our lesson.
If
exploring South Korea. But outside of Seoul, these are sometimes hard for foreigners to access. Only a few possibilities lay in the pamphlets at the train station and my old copy of Lonely Planet South Korea. The key to my adventures was networking. A friend of a friend knew how to book a hiking trip. Somebody was dating a GI who knew where to go deep sea fishing. I learned that the longer someone lived in Korea, the better they knew how to plug into the fun activities. In a few months, I was plugged in too.
It sounds like she was able to get some help from her friends in exploring South Korea. Well, let's continue at the beginning of this section. But outside of Seoul, these are sometimes hard for foreigners to access. So before we were talking about exploring the beautiful mountains, the ocean beaches, and the rich history and culture that South Korea has to offer. And she says that these are sometimes difficult for foreigners to access.
That's right, because Seoul is a big city, and sometimes within Seoul, things are easier to access. The transportation is great there, and so it's easy to access. But outside of Seoul, it's not the same. Well, let's continue. Only a few possibilities lay in the pamphlets at the train station and my old copy of Lonely Planet South Korea.
That's right. So she was using pamphlets that she found at the train station as well as her Lonely Planet South Korea guidebook. Now, pamphlets is one of the words from our word bank, so we'll look at that. A pamphlet is a printed piece of paper. Usually, it's not a book. It's just a folded up piece of paper that advertises something. Do you ever use pamphlets, Gabe, when you're traveling?
Well, you know, Carolyn, I see pamphlets all over the place when I travel, especially if you are at an airport. You might see pamphlets for a lot of different organizations or companies or amusement parks or parks, lots of different kinds of pamphlets. And of course, you might see them at hotels too. Usually, if I walk into a hotel, I'll pick up a pamphlet for the amusement parks in the area. I love amusement parks.
So there are many different kinds of pamphlets, but she says that the ones at the train station were limited. There really weren't that many of them, and it was hard to find things to do. But she continues to say, the key to my adventures was networking. So she was able to have adventures because of something called networking.
That's right, networking. Now, maybe you've seen this word, especially recently. We talk about social networks, and that's basically connecting with people through various ways, okay? So maybe if you're online on Facebook or using something else, you are networking with people. And of course, you might be building connections for a job or something else as well. And if you're networking, then there are more opportunities for you.
That's right. So she talks a little bit about her networking. She says, a friend of a friend knew how to book a hiking trip. So this person was not her friend, but one of her friend's friends. So this is part of her network of people, her not close friends, but she has a connection with them, and she was able to book a hiking trip.
And that sounds great. If you're going to visit another country, there are probably great places to hike. Let's continue. Somebody was dating a GI who knew where to go deep sea fishing. Well, that sounds like networking to me. Another friend of a friend, or a boyfriend of a friend. This GI, that's another word for military or soldier, someone who is government issued. That's what GI stands for. So anything that a soldier has might be government issue as well, GI.
That's right. Well, she was able to go deep sea fishing through this connection, and she learned something. She says, I learned that the longer someone lived in Korea, the better they knew how to plug into the fun activities.
That's right. Well, let's take a look at some of these words here. The longer someone did something, the better they did something. Okay, this phrase can be very useful. You might say, the longer you run, the further you can go, because the more energy that you might have. Or the longer I played, the more tired I became.
That's right. Or maybe You are studying English. The longer you study English, the better your English will be. We hope that is true for you. Well, there is also another phrase in there, and this one is from our word bank. It's plug into. Now, if you plug into something, what does that mean, Gabe?
Well, you're plugging in, you're getting connected. Think about it like the plug that you use to connect for electricity. You're getting connected so that you can maybe come alive in certain ways. I usually suggest that you plug into a community. If you move somewhere new, get plugged in quickly. Don't just sit and wait and watch TV for a couple of months.
Well, this networking helped her to plug into fun activities, and she says, in a few months, I was plugged in too. So she was able to make great connections and enjoy things in South Korea. And right now, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit and then join Michelle in the language lab.
Well, I've been in South Korea a few months now.
So, what do you think?
There's a language barrier, and I still don't know anyone.
No, that's too bad.
Yes, every night after work, I sit alone in my apartment and watch TV.
That's all you do?
Yes. It's kind of like therapy.
Watching TV is therapy? How long have you lived this way?
Since February.
Wow, that's a long time. You know, it's time for you to venture out and explore.
Explore? What does South Korea have to offer?
A lot. There are miles of beautiful mountains and ocean beaches.
There are?
Yes. And Korea has a rich history and a unique culture with unique cultural experiences.
Oh, well, I should get out more.
Yes. You should.
I'll check the train station for pamphlets. Oh, and I'll look in my old Lonely Planet.
No need. The key to adventures is networking.
Networking?
Yes. Hey, I have a friend who can book hiking trips.
I like hiking.
And another friend who knows where to go deep sea fishing.
Oh, I want to try that.
Good. Remember, the longer you live in South Korea, the more you can plug into fun.
Fun? Great. I can't wait to plug into fun.
OK, 继续我们看的是 pamphlet 这个名词。pamphlet 一般而言是指宣传用的小册子，和 brochure, B-R-O-C-H-U-R-E 的意思差不多。但是如果要细分的话， brochure 常常用在介绍商品或者是服务，可能页数比较多。例如 about 100 students were distributing pamphlets during the protest. 示威游行时有大概100名学生在发宣传的册子。或者是 The brochure introduces features of this new product. 这本册子介绍这个新产品的特色。最后我们看的是 plug into 这个成语。plug into 本来有把电器插上或者是连接上的意思。注意它的过去式、过去分词和现在分词都要重复字尾的 G 再加上 ED 或 ING。例如 Frank plugged his new keyboard into his PC. Frank 把新的键盘接到他的电脑上。但是 plug into 在今天的课文是指加入或者是参与。例如 Harry is a very quiet kid. He isn't plugged into many school activities. Harry 是一个非常安静的男生，他不太参与学校的许多活动。Okay, let's get ready to learn more from the other teachers.
In today's lesson, we were talking about how Jo was able to plug into activities through her networking, through her connections in South Korea.Gabe, do you like to plug into certain activities when you go places?
I certainly do. And actually, Facebook really is a big help in that. Sometimes people will post activities or events like Ultimate Frisbee or River Tracing or going out to a jazz club. These are all activities I like to plug into.
Well, we have a lot more to learn from Joe tomorrow in our lesson right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.